Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. Dr. Carla Broussard, our guest this hour. Your questions, welcome. 888-318-7884. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, whether you're Catholic or not, and you are welcome here. Whether you're knowledgeable or not, if you know a lot about the Catholic faith, you're welcome here. If you know nothing about the Catholic faith, you are welcome here. If you are in love with the Catholic faith, if you can't stand the Catholic faith, it doesn't matter. If you got a question, we want to get you an answer about the Catholic faith. 888-318-7884 is the number to call if you have a question. 888-318-7884. It's Ask Me Anything with Dr. Carla Broussard. He's the author of a whole bunch of books, including The Saints Pray for You. And Carlo, say the name of some of your books. I drew a complete blank all of a sudden.
The latest book being Baptism Now Saves You,
yeah.
How Water and Spirit Give Eternal Life, Prepare the Way, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, Meeting the Protestant Response, Purgatory is for Real, The New Relativism. Some great books, but you know what, Cy? We wouldn't be able to publish those books without the generous financial support of folks. It's people who call in and make their pledges right here and right now and throughout these, whenever we do these radio drives, that helps us keep Catholic Answers Press alive and going to produce good books, which can in turn be a means to bring about conversions and helping people conform their hearts and minds to Jesus, yeah. The mind and heart of Christ. That's why the press exists, to convey the truth so that people can come to encounter that truth, live that truth, and experience the joy and life that Christ has come to give. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. And for callers right now who call in with at 888-291-8000 and make their financial pledge and support, or text Catholic to 24365, they are contributing to that good work. And this is just one good work that we do at Catholic Answers, publishing books through Catholic Answers Press.
As you're talking, calls still coming in. So very grateful for those calling from the last hour when we asked you to call 888-291-8000. Here's the deal. We are in the last hour of our fundraising online on air for this year. We won't come on air and ask you for money again this year. We need to be fully funded through the month of February. That will be the next time we'll come to you, into the month of February, I should say. We'll come to you in February and ask you for your support. We had a goal today to raise $50,000 of the $100,000 that we need to be fully funded. Our goal today was to raise $50,000 of it. And right now, we have raised $16,900. We did not meet the match the first hour. Although I do want people to know, just in case there's any confusion, that $16,900 will all be matched. It's just we won't get the whole $25,000. So if you've given, your money has been matched. We just didn't make the whole $25,000. This hour, in order to reach our $50,000 goal, we need $33,000. Can we raise $33,000? This will be a successful pledge drive. Either way, we're so grateful for what people have given, but we'll really be in great shape as far as being able to find the funds to keep going for the next 3 months if we can raise $33,100 in this hour. How are we going to do that? Well, we're going to match every dollar of it. We've got a match for every dollar of that $33,100. We have a matching dollar for every dollar. If you call right now, there's 11 lines open, and give $1, it's going to be matched. If you give $100, it's going to be matched. If you give $1,000 or even $10,000, those will be matched. One thing that we did not see first hour a great deal of was those larger pledges, although a few people did, and I don't want to downplay that. Several people really helped us out by coming in with larger donations. Ginger in Washington with a large donation. Dennis in Baltimore with a large donation. Those are the things that got us close because we add those to all the wonderful people who have come in with a $100 donation, a $5 donation, a $52 donation. All of that together got us to where we were the first hour. We need to continue with that, but I'll just be honest with you. If we're going to make the goal, we need some folks who will come in with big donations. If there's somebody out there that can give $5,000 right now, if there's somebody out there that can give $10,000, this hour is the hour to do it, and we've got the lines for you. 888-291-8000 or text the word Catholic to 24365. Carlo, why Catholic Yes. Radio? Why does it make a difference that we're on Catholic Radio in people's cars, homes, hospitals? Yeah. Well, why is it important?
Yeah, so I think it's important, especially within a podcasting world, because of the happenstance nature of Catholic radio. People are more likely to stumble across Catholic programming with Catholic radio rather than podcasting or YouTube video podcasting, precisely because within the podcasting world and YouTube video podcasting, it's intentional. You have to be looking for something specific. So the likelihood of stumbling across Catholic programming is going to be less likely. Whereas with Catholic radio, it so happens that when people get into a rental car or when they buy a car, Catholic radio stations are preset on there sometimes because of the Catholic person who was using the car prior to that.
Yeah.
And so that unbeliever, that Protestant, whoever it may be, hops in that car, turns the car on, just so happens to stumble upon the Catholic programming. And that puts him on the path, as Chris said it earlier, to glory. That has been testified to experientially. A gentleman, I've said this before in previous fund drives, came to the office at Catholic Answers thanking us for our work because a year before, that happened to him. He got into a car. It was preset to the Catholic station. He heard Catholic Answers Live, and in particular, my answer to the question about the biblical evidence for the intercession of the saints, which of course prompted me to write my book, The Saints Pray for You, and that set him on the journey to become a Catholic a year later, coming into the church with his wife at Easter Vigil. They drove to San Diego and came to visit the office and thank us for our work on Catholic Answers Live. He stumbled upon the Catholic programming. You can also stumble upon new knowledge. Whenever you're podcasting or looking on YouTube, you're looking for something specific to grow in knowledge. But with Catholic radio, you can stumble upon new knowledge, something you didn't set out to learn. This happens to me all the time when I listen to the great programming on the EWTN stream and the great Catholic voices. I learned something. I didn't intend to learn it, but I just so happened to gain that new knowledge to benefit me in my relationship with the Lord. So this is just a couple of reasons, Cy, among many, as to why Catholic radio is still important, especially in this world, in the podcasting world and in the YouTube video podcasting world.
All you got to do in order to make all that happen or to keep all that happen is pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Every pledge matched dollar for dollar this hour up to the full amount that we're hoping to raise this hour, $33,100. I'll keep updating you on where we are. I do have to make Carlo, you know, do some work. So we're going to the phones and we'll do what we usually do. Pace is in Texas watching on YouTube. Welcome, Pace. You got a question for Carlo?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, so my question, and this is kind of a hypothetical. I'm not sure that it's possible, but suppose during the week after All Souls Day, purgatory were to be completely empty, but I were to still perform the work necessary to gain a plenary indulgence for the faithful departed. What would happen to that indulgence? And would it be wasted, or could it be kind of put on hold, waiting for a soul to enter or something of the like?
Yeah, Pace, this is a great question. So note that we are in the realm of speculative theology here, okay? So this is not church teaching or anything. This is me thinking and speculating theologically. My first thought is it would be possible that supposing some soul tomorrow or a year from now ends up going to purgatory before the final coming of Christ, God still could apply the indulgence I gained today to that soul when that soul enters into purgatory. So the value of my loving action that I performed in gaining an indulgence for the faithful departed, God ultimately is the one who applies the purification on account of that loving action right here and right now. And so if he's the one who applies the purification on account of my loving action, what we call an indulgence here and now, well, then so too it would follow God could do so at some other time when a soul enters into purgatory later. So God can do that, whether applying to a soul right now or applying to some future soul. That's his prerogative. Now, my second thought would be, let's just say that there would be no more souls to enter into purgatory in this hypothetical question until the coming of Christ, such that after tomorrow or after All Souls Day, no more souls in purgatory. And then you, Pace, perform this loving action to gain an indulgence. Well, is it futile? Is it a moot point? No. And here's the reason why. Because that act of love, Pace, although might not be contributing to a soul in purgatory, since in this hypothetical situation there are no more souls to be in purgatory, it would still account to the increase in your holiness because you performed an act of love for neighbor. And insofar as you perform an act of love for neighbor, you increase in the virtue of charity, which entails an increase in sanctifying grace, which means you're growing in holiness. You're going up the spiral ascent of sanctity. And this is important, Pace, for us to always remember in whatever we do for the holy souls in purgatory. It not only contributes to the holy souls in purgatory, but it also contributes to our own growth in holiness, because all of these actions that the church deems to be worthy of an indulgence involves charity, acts of love, whether it's involving suffering or not involving suffering. They're all acts of love that can increase our holiness. So no act that we perform that would have an indulgence attached to it would be totally futile or empty or worth nothing. It's always going to be worth something because it's always being done in virtue of the principle of charity, which in turn increases that virtue within us. What do you think of that, Pace?
That sounds perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, buddy.
Great question, Pace. Thank you very much. Well, let me make an appeal to you again. I would just take a couple minutes to do that, and then we'll let Carlo go back to the phones. 888-291-8000 is the place to make your pledge. I'll tell you what, right now, because we are in the last minutes of our pledge drive, we're down to the last 44 minutes of our pledge drive, and this will do it for us for the year. 19 of our colleagues are on the phone. So just about everybody who's not in this studio with us is on the phone, ready to take your call. 16 of them are waiting. 3 of them are talking with someone making their pledge right now. But 16 of them are ready to take your call. They're just waiting. And so could you call now, 888-291-8000. We need to raise $33,000 this hour, and we have $33,000 of match money. That means if you make a pledge right now of $33,000, it's all going to be matched dollar for dollar. But that goes for the pledge of $33 or $3,300 or $330. Everything until we use up that money is matched dollar for dollar this hour. So we need your help to use it all up. 16 lines open, 888-291-8000, or text Catholic to 24365. When you make your pledge, if you make a gift of $50 or more, that allows us to be able to send you 2 wonderful books, Why We're Catholic by Trent Horn, and the book that full of ideas from Steve Dawson on how to talk about Jesus with anyone. We titled it, How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone. We'd love to send you those 2 books. You can have them both if you can come in at the $50 level, $50, $100, $250, all of it is matched, and we'll send you the books. If you are able to do $500 or more, and I really must say we need some folks who can do those $500, those $1,000, those $2,000 gifts right now. And there's 17 lines open at the moment, 17 lines open. If you can do that $500 gift or more, we are able to add the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testament hardcover. This is the kind of book that stays in the family for generations. Like, this is a beautiful version of the Bible. This is a beautiful printing of the Bible with all that wonderful commentary from Ignatius Press. Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, $500 or more. All right, 17 lines open, and you can go online to give as well. If you want to get on one of the 16 lines open now, thank you. God bless you. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text the word Catholic to 24365. We've got several people for Dr. Broussard to talk with and answer their questions. But first, I want to check in with our good friend, Emily. So you were here yesterday, Emily, and you got those phones flaming on fire. You going to do that for us again today?
I hope so. I hope that the people listening right now are ready to pick up their phones and call 888-291-8000. I have a story to tell you guys from our friends Evan and Vivian, who wrote to us. They said, "My wife and I were deeply involved in the evangelical New Apostolic Reformation movement. Over the past year, we've been part of the Eastern Orthodox Church. Through your work, we were introduced more deeply to the Catholic Church and came to realize how misinformed we had been. Oh. We're now in the process of joining the church." So that's just one of countless stories that we receive at Catholic Answers of the ways that our work is changing people's lives. And this is all, of course, due to the glory of God and His grace. But with your guys' support, you guys can help us to fund this mission and to bring more souls like Evan and Vivian home to the Catholic Church. And that's not something that ends with their lives. It's a continuing thing. It's going to be generational, and their Beautiful. Lives are going to influence so many other people's. And so this is what you guys are contributing to when you give to us.
12 lines open now. Thank you for all those who have called. Can we get some folks on there? But to be honest with you, since this is the last moments, we're in the last minutes now, a little more than a half hour of our pledge drive. If you've been thinking, well, let me see how they do, and you can make that $1,000, $2,000, maybe $5,000 gift. Well, thank you for waiting to see how we were doing, but we need you now. 888-291-8000. Safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Just 9 lines open now. This is wonderful. This is great. Keep calling 888-291-8000 or text the word Catholic to 24365. I am going now to Kelly in Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Kelly, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Hi, thank you so much. So my 15-year-old son had this question, and I wasn't sure how to answer it. So we have the beautiful sacrament of confession, and we know that God forgives our sins and remembers them no more. And he asked, if God's all-knowing, how does that come into play? And we were having a dialogue because it's obviously part of your journey, the sin, you know, that, so at any rate, I would love to hear the input.
I'm glad you're having that conversation with your son, though. God bless you for that.
Absolutely, yeah. Blessed be God. Kelly, this is a great question, and your son's logic is valid. It's correct, because if God actually forgets our sins and we say he's all-knowing, that would be a contradiction. So how do we solve that? Well, here's the flawed assumption, the idea that God forgets our sins. I know that's said popularly, like in popular language, but in reality, God doesn't forget our sins, okay? Precisely because he is all-knowing, and all of our actions, whether good or bad, are for all eternity present to the divine mind, where he knows those actions. So he doesn't forget our sins. But here's the key, Kelly, for you to explain to your son. He, whenever he gives us the grace to repent of our sin and he forgives us of those sins, what that means is that, number one, we're actually made pure within our soul. But then secondly, in relation to your question, he no longer holds it against us. He no longer holds us accountable for those sins that we've repented of and he's forgiven. That's what people mean when they say, oh, God doesn't remember our sins, or God forgets our sins. What they mean by that at least what they ought to mean by that, is that God no longer holds us accountable. So for the sin that I've repented of and he's forgiven me, I ain't going to go to hell for it, right? Assuming that it's a mortal sin. I've been restored back into friendship with God, so I'm not going to be separated from God on account of that past forgiven sin. So once we clarify that flawed assumption in this question, well, then it's easy to see that God is all-knowing, and at the same time, sins that we commit can be repented of and forgiven by God. And the key biblical text that illustrates this, Kelly, is Romans chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, where Paul's quoting Psalm 32. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not reckon his sin. And there it is. Whenever God forgives us, transforming us interiorly, he no longer holds the sin against us because, on account of his grace, we are no longer guilty of the sin. And so that's what I would say to that. Hopefully that's helpful okay. for you and your son.
Dr. Carla Broussard is our guest, and Emily and I just looking here at the numbers. Emily, we're a lot. I think you noticed a lot of lines lit up, but also all of our colleagues are here now. It's got 22 lines available. Anybody that calls in any amount is going to get through right away. You're not going to hold the line for somebody else. Again, we've got a long way to go. Let me set that up, and then I will let Emily share more stories with you. About 30,000 still to raise, and more, 40 minutes to do that. There are some years where we far surpass 30,000 in 40 minutes, but that is not up to us. That is up to you. If you are able to make one of those larger gifts, could you do it now? It's all going to be matched, 888-291-8000.
Alrighty, so I have another story for you guys. This is from Spencer. He wrote to us, Catholic Answers always comes to our aid with a thorough and easy to understand answer. Catholic Answers certainly played a big part in bringing my wife into the church from her Lutheran background. This is the good work that we're able to help contribute to, you guys, is we're bringing marriages and families closer together because they're becoming united in their faith, which is a beautiful thing, and they're being led to the fullness of the truth. And while I was praying Lauds this morning, it actually quoted a verse from 1 Peter chapter 4, and it said, as each has received a gift, employ it for one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. And it starts talking about all the different gifts that all of us are graced with, you guys. And, you know, we have amazing people like Dr. Carlo Broussard are on the front lines who are answering these hard questions. But we also have people like you guys who are helping fund this so that Dr. Carlo can dedicate his work and his life to this. And Cy Kellett can continue running this amazing show and answering your guys' questions down. And so that's what you guys are contributing to. It's you're not just giving your money away to a nonprofit, but to an organization that is truly changing lives, families, generations to come. And you guys can do that right now by calling 888-291-8000 or by texting the word Catholic to 24365. So text that number, call us. We'd love to talk with you. Love to hear how Catholic Answers has affected and changed your life.
Someone just called and shared something like that. I said, if you want to leave a message, you want something for us to read on air, you can do that when you call 888-291-8000. And an anonymous caller here in California just gave $100 and Beautiful. Is excited to receive the two books. She's going to leave them on the coffee table in the hopes that her son will pick them up and eventually come back to the faith. Her daughter was helped tremendously by Why We're Catholics. She hopes the same for her son. What a beautiful story. And I've often thought that about our books, that there a lot of them are great. Leave them on the coffee table. Leave them on the kitchen table. Leave them around books and let the members of the family find them and investigate them. Hey, 17 lines open. We need your help. Dennis from Maryland just donated $2,500 plus fees. So there are some folks coming in at those higher levels, but we are still a long way from fully funded. We can do it with your help. Let's fill up those 17 lines right now. Every dollar matched dollar for dollar, 888-291-8000.
Yes, you know, I'd like to piggyback off of Emily's point about the ripple effects. You were just talking about, she was just describing how this individual is going to leave the books on the table, and that's going to lead to further conversions. This is absolutely true. The ripple effects that take place from the work that we do at Catholic Answers. When one person is converted and encounters the fullness of truth and life in the Catholic faith, they can't help but share that experience with others, because that's what evangelization is. You share the lived experience with Christ and in full in the Catholic Church, and they share it with others. And that other person comes to encounter Catholicism in its fullness, the faith in its fullness in the Catholic Church for the first time. So the ripple effects are indeed real. And that's why people need to call 888-291-8000 to multiply the work that we do here at Catholic Answers, because we cannot do it alone. We need your help. 888-291-8000. Listen to this story, guys. When I was in Rome, my wife and I were sitting outside at this cute little table at an eatery. And there were some folks there sitting on the side from Illinois. And so we started having a conversation. About 10 minutes into the conversation, the guy gets up and asks me and says, "Your voice sounds awfully familiar. Are you on Catholic Answers? Or you, do you work for Catholic
Answers?"
No
way.
And he was like, "You're Dr. Carlo Broussard." And I was like, "Yeah." So we started talking. Well, the lady that I was having the conversation with, such a delightful lady from Illinois, she was telling me and my wife in private how Catholic Answers was huge in her journey and walk with the Lord and helping her experience Catholicism in its fullness. So it's stories like that that financial contributions contribute.
I should probably go to Rome, Chris, and see if anybody recognizes me. 888-291-8000 is the number. 16 lines open. We're going to take a 2-minute break. Perfect time to call. You could call, make your pledge, and get back with us and hear the rest of the show. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
This is exciting. Under $30,000 now left to raise, and more than 30 minutes, actually 31 minutes left. So less than $30,000 to raise, more than 30 minutes to do it. Perfect time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. And that $30,000 that we have, well, $29,000 to raise now, it's all, look, it just went down to $28,777. All right, that's where we are. That's what we want to raise, but it's all match money. So if you give, just call right now and give $28,777 and it's all matched, or give the 777 or give the 28,000 or whatever, anything that adds up to $28,777 is all getting matched, and that's it turns out it's exactly what we need to raise. It actually doesn't always work out that way on the pledge drive, but that's the way it's working out today. 15 lines open, 7 lines occupied, 22 of our colleagues ready to take your call and fired up for the next half hour because they know those phones are going to ring. If you've been waiting, please stop waiting. Now is the time to go. 888-291-8000. Get the gifts. We want to send you a couple books. If you give $50 or more, we're able to send you 2 books, Why We're Catholic and How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone. We're going to send you both of those books, Why We're Catholic and How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone, for any gift $50 or more. Could you do $500 or more? We'll send you the books. It'll all be matched, and we'll also send you a beautiful Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testament, hardcover bound. This is the suitable for putting out in your home. This is one you keep. And you can have, for $500 or more, we'll send you all of that, and all of it will be doubled for us. 888-291-8000. I'm asking folks to call because all of our colleagues are just sitting there waiting. But I know you don't want me to ask. You want Emily to ask. So, Emily, ask.
All right. You can call 888-291-8000 or text the word Catholic to 24365. Even if you're watching this 2 days after we had this drive and this live stream, you could still text the number and you can still get the link to donate. So please, please consider giving to us so that we can continue answering people's hard questions, helping their doubts, and keeping them in the Catholic Church or bringing them home to the Catholic Church. That's what we need around here. So 888-291-8000.
Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. It's all the same. Look, now you've been asked by Emily. There's no excuse. Time to pick up that phone and call.
15 lines open.
888-291-8000. Carlo, what do you want to do? You want to take some calls?
Yeah, sure. We could take some calls. But before we do that, I got to just say, we need $27,500 to go. There's got to be 27 people listening right now who can call in and pledge $1,000. That's chump change from some folks. That's easy to accomplish. If you are out there and you can call in right now and pledge $1,000, we would love for you to do that. That would contribute greatly to what we're trying to meet in this radio drive. So please call 888-291-8000 or text Catholic to 24365 so that you can join the Catholic Answers family and be a part of the great work that we do here. We want you folks to be a part of the team, because that's what we are here at Catholic Answers. We're a team, but we're not just a team. We're a family. We're a family on a mission, and that mission is to share the fullness of truth and life in the Catholic faith with folks. As Emily put it beautifully, to keep people in the church. We want to keep people in the pews. But you know what? We want the problem of having too many people in the pews to where we got to extend into other areas of the church for masses. We want to fill the pews. We want to overflow the churches, but we can't do that alone. We need you to call right now, 888-291-8000, or text Catholic to 24365, or aside that online donation, right? CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Is that correct?
It goes straight to there. It's safe, it's secure. It goes straight to the same place, and you get the same gifts and the same matches. Carl, I said I was going to go to the phones, but I had forgot that I had asked you about this, and I want to do this because a person asked me this face to face. Will you ask Dr. Carlo Broussard this question? And I said, okay. Yes, that I would come in here and ask you this when you were on the show. And this is, how can you stop hating someone who has hurt you? Mm. What if you have tried everything and you just can't do it?
Yeah. Well, you know, Si, it depends on what they mean by hate, right? And so sometimes when somebody says that, what they mean by hate is that they're having this negative emotional reaction to the person who's offended them.
Yeah.
Like they have angry feelings towards that person.
Right.
Well, if that's what they mean by hate, well, there's a couple of things to say in response. If that offense is remaining, like they haven't repented of their offense, well, then guess what? The feelings are justified. It's okay to have angry feelings when the angry feelings are justified.
Okay.
So you can be at peace with that. Secondly, we can't control the presence of the emotions. We can only attempt to manage them or influence them. So maybe if the individual, you might want to think of the good qualities of the individual. And whenever your mind's focused on the good qualities of that individual who's offended you, then it begins to help with the negative emotions, or think about the good things that this offense has eventually led to in your life. Maybe some good things have come out of it, and the mind focusing on that can help quell the negative emotional reaction and at least manage it to where it's bearable. Now, if they mean by hate, like they're wanting evil to them in an unjust way, well, then I would invite them to repent of that ill will towards the person and that hate, because that's contrary to love, and we need to be loving our neighbor. And then secondly, to ask for God's grace to move their heart, to heal the heart, and to move the heart to will what's good for the other individual. So those are a few thoughts that I would say initially in that regard.
Thank you.
And you know, and it's people like that who need help. And that's why we exist here at Catholic Answers. So I invite the listeners and the viewers right now to call in at 888-291-8000. Become a member of the family on this mission, a family on a mission to heal hearts and minds, because it's the heart and the mind that enter into relationship with Jesus Christ. They need the right heart, the right mind to have that proper relationship.
All right, we're into our last 24 minutes. Thank you very much, Carlo, for taking that question. Yesterday, if you were listening, you heard a man in Nebraska gave, I assume a farmer, if he's not a farmer, he just loves wheat. He gave us wheat. He gave us $1,500 worth of wheat. And you might be saying, well, they can't take wheat. They can't do anything with that wheat. Oh, there's a way to deal with every kind of gift. We've had people give us cattle before. And we don't have any place to store cattle, but that's not how you donate them. So if you have stocks, if you want to send a check, if you have Bitcoin, first of all, you're the winner. We all know it. You're the winner. You have Bitcoin. We don't. You can give Bitcoin. You always just call and ask, and they'll find a way. Actually, they won't have to find a way on a lot of these things. We have a way to handle these things. We have really a very good accounting department here, and they have figured out how to do these things. So if you want to give wheat, you want to give corn, you want to give cattle, stock, checks, Bitcoin, or maybe you're just have a really varied career and you want to give all of those things. What an exciting life you have lived. Just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000 or text the word Catholic to 24365. 24365.
All right, I have another story to share. So this woman, Taylor, wrote to us, I am a Catholic wife and mom of four in our family. Our faith is extremely important and central to our lives. Your ministry has been extremely integral in our faith formation at home. My oldest son is an avid listener of your podcast. So we're a family unit here. I mean, Catholic Answers in itself, this organization is more than an organization. Like Dr. Carlo has been saying, we want you to partner with us. We're a family, we're an apostolate, and you can help change marriages, change family lives by having their lives and their families centered around the faith through what our show is providing. And so you can do that now by calling 888-291-8000. I'm going to read one more testimony we received. This person wrote, Catholic Answers played an essential role in my conversion from evangelicalism to Catholicism. My family and I will always be indebted to Catholic Answers for its faithfulness in defending the faith. You guys can join the team, help us defend the faith, help our apologists like Dr. Carlo do what they do by funding our show so that we can continue to stay on air, stay online, and help people all across the world learn more about the Catholic Church. Call 888-291-8000 or text the word Catholic to 24365.
You know, Emily and Cy, sorry to jump in here.
Please.
But it's important for our listeners to know that those stories are the fruits of those who have contributed financially to Catholic Answers. And those stories can be the fruits of those right now who are listening, who are thinking about calling in to make a financial donation and a pledge for the first time at 888-291-8000. So it's quite simple, friends. If you want more conversions like that, if you want more stories to become a reality like that, if you want to heal and uplift and transform family life centered around the Catholic faith, then right now you need to call at 888-291-8000 and make your financial pledge to help us meet our goals. We are $25,000 short. There's got to be 25 people listening right now who can easily call in and make a $1,000 pledge. And like Chris said earlier, Cy, if somebody is hesitant about paying the fees and putting a large sum on their credit card, that's okay. Just call in and a member of Catholic Answer staff will assist you and send you an invoice so you can send in that check for that large donation.
888-291-8000. We only come to you four times a year, and we try to let these apologists do the great work that they do and not take up all of your time with fundraising. So we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to let Carlo answer some more questions. Got to tell you where we are. We just popped under $25,000 that we need to raise. We got 20 minutes to go. Can we do it? Can we raise $25,000 in the next 20 minutes? I'll tell you what we can. We can if some folks who have larger amounts that they are able to give will pick up the phone and call. Because what I'm seeing is lots and lots of donations. I see over the last 20 or so donations, maybe more like the last 30 donations. There is one donation for $1,000, Jose in Texas. Thank you so much. But and so that means like 30 to 1, we're running on smaller or medium donations. We're grateful for all of those, but we need some folks that can write those bigger checks to call. If you are of a mind to do so, there's 19 minutes left to do it. 888-291-8000. Go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or simply text the word Catholic to 24365. There are 13 lines open. If you're saying to yourself, I'm going to make a $10 pledge I've never given, this is a perfect time to call because there's 13 lines open. If you are saying, I've given lots of times and I'm going to make a $10,000 pledge, also the perfect time to call. There's 13 lines open. It's very rare that we fill up 13 lines. So don't worry about bumping somebody else off the line. Yeah. Every single call can be taken right now thanks to our colleagues. 888-291-8000.
I interrupted you there and I apologize. That's 888-291-8000. There's a Deacon Allen, Cy, who donated. And his wife, so it said, was the main motivator. So if there are any wives out
there listening. Of deacons especially.
If there's any wives out there, come on, gals. Work your magic. Pull those strings of your husband's heart and plead with him to call in right now, 888-291-8000, and make that financial pledge. We need now right at 24,000. We need 24 people listening right now to call in and give us $1,000 so we can meet our goal.
18 minutes to go, 888-291-8000. Going to Peter right here in California, watching on YouTube. Peter, thank you for waiting while we did that. Go ahead with your question for Carlo Broussard.
Thank you so much. And I'll also pitch in and say, please donate as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Now, my question is, if public revelation truly ended with the apostles, how can someone today rationally believe in New Testament miracles like the resurrection without any new revelation or evidence that carries the same divine authority? In other words, doesn't that force us to choose between giving up modern reason and evidence, giving up a literal reading, or giving up a transcendent grounding foundation? Seems like you need to give up one of those.
Yeah, I'm not seeing why you would need to give up, because the answer to the question, Peter, is you can assent to the historical facticity of the resurrection on account of the historiographical research that you can employ to come to reasonable conclusions based upon history or historical grounds, that the gospel writers were trustworthy in their accounts of the resurrection, and that the Christian hypothesis is the best hypothesis in relation to all alternative competing hypotheses concerning the circumstantial details of Christ's alleged resurrection, and thereby conclude, based upon reasonable grounds, that Jesus rose from the dead, and know that this is a fact of history, and thereby assent to that fact that Jesus rose, and of course make the act of faith to give your life over to Jesus. So I'm not seeing why there would be any incompatibility between the belief that public revelation ceased with the death of the last apostle, and assenting to Jesus' resurrection on historical grounds. Because what we mean, Peter, by the cessation of public revelation is that in between the death of the last apostle and the coming of our Lord at the end of time, there will be no new revelation that is binding on Christians for salvation. That's the key. Is there new revelation, like private revelation, where mystics encounter our Lord in apparition or Our Lady in apparition? There are certain things revealed to them about the future and stuff. Yeah, of course. But the key difference, Peter, is that those quote-unquote revelations in a private way are not binding for Christians to believe for the sake of salvation. What's binding on us to believe for the sake of salvation is what Jesus has revealed and communicated to the apostles, and what the apostles were teaching by the promptings of the Holy Spirit within the apostolic age. That's the revelation that's binding on us. So assenting to Christ's resurrection on historical grounds is compatible with the ending of binding revelation for the consciences of Christians.
And I will leave it there. As you can hear, we also have to raise some funds today. I want to tell you, Carlo, I don't know if you saw this note, Dan in Grand Rapids, you see that note? He called.
Yes.
He called for Carlo's challenge and donated $1,000. Thank you, Dan.
Praise $1,000 closer. Thank you, Dan. Yes.
So $23,000 will get us there. $23,000 will get us where we need to be. We got 15 minutes to raise it. Can you help us get there? Lots of folks with wonderful donations. Let me just tell you some of them. 52, 78, 200, 25, 523, 523. You can see that folks are coming through with their gifts, but we need some the supplement of those who can do those larger gifts. If yeah. you're thinking about it, you got 14 minutes. Now would be a great time. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. You can, it's all going to get matched too, because if we have $23,000 left, that means a dollar for dollar match for any gift up to $23,000. 888-291-8000.
All right, another testimonial. This person wrote, "It was listening to your show that taught me I needed to go to Mass every Sunday and go to confession frequently. I was on a path to treat Catholicism as a noble idea, but not a practice faith. Your radio show saved me from being a Catholic who didn't actually participate in Catholicism." So this is the amazing work that you guys are doing, and it's so wonderful. And, you know, the reality of the world that we live in is we need money to keep this going. We need Cy, as much as he loves his job, I'm sure. Would you be here for free, Cy?
Well, I don't think my wife would let me. I personally would, but it would cause some stress in the marriage. Let's put it that way.
To save Cy's marriage, he is here and he has to be paid for that. And so that's the reality of the world we live in. And so right now you can help us continue to do this amazing work that God is allowing us to do in changing people's lives, which, as we mentioned, has a ripple effect. It's going to change their children's lives and their grandchildren's lives, God willing, and all the people that they interact with. And so if you call 888-291-8000, you can just be a part of our mission to help us contribute doing this good work. You can, all of our lines are open right now. We have 19 lines open, not a single call. Will you be that
we
one?
We got to fill those lines.
We
right
got to fill
now.
Them.
It's actually yes. perfect timing, because now is the time for what we call the big final push. Let's do that big final yeah. push. Fill up all of those lines. Our colleagues are ready. They are hydrated. They know that these last 10 minutes of the hour are extremely important. We've got a little more than 20,000 still to raise. And you know what? This is how much confidence I have in you. I know you're going to fill up those lines. So I'm going to let Carlo answer another question. 888-291-8000. Let's see how fast we can fill up those 18 lines, whether it's a $10 gift, whether it's a $100 gift. Maybe it's a $1,000 or even a $5,000 gift. It can all be matched right now. There's 18 lines to fill up. I will interrupt Carlo while he's giving this answer the minute I see those calls start coming in and the minute I see those 18 lines full.
I gladly welcome the interruption.
This is a big, here it comes, the big final push. Can you help us get over the finish line? 888-291-8000 or text the word Catholic to 24365. Isaac in Fort Collins, Colorado, watching on YouTube. I feel like we've made you wait almost most of the day, Isaac. I'm sorry. Welcome.
Oh, no worries.
Go ahead with your question, Isaac.
On the topic of purgatory, is something that just came up when I was speaking with a family member who I'm the only Catholic in my family, to say the least. So one of the objections that she brought up with was Hebrews 10 and verse 10 and 14. Verse 10 being, for God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all time. For by that one offering, he made perfect those who are being made holy. And her argument was essentially that since we've been perfected by Christ, we don't need to go through purgatory because we're already perfect and holy enough to enter heaven.
Yeah. All right, Isaac, great question. In verse 14, we could throw in there, because by the single sacrifice of Christ, he has perfected for all time those who are, and here's the key, being sanctified. And that part of the passage in verse 14 is key to revealing what's going on here. So notice how the author recognizes we who are quote-unquote perfected by the single sacrifice of Christ or quote, being sanctified. The present participle is there in Greek. So the author is envisioning this already state of perfection and yet a present reality of growing in perfection or a lack of perfection. That's what being sanctified means. You're growing in sanctification. And so the author is not saying that we're already perfectly made holy interiorly such that there's no more holiness to grow into, because he just told us we are being sanctified. So then the question arises, well, what does he mean by this perfection? And I'm persuaded by the interpretation that what the author is getting at is that those who are numbered among the elect in God's predestined plan, as those whom God knows, he will give the grace of final perseverance and die in friendship with Christ. From God's perspective, they are already perfected. So that referred, the author there is referring to the glory that the elect will experience in real time in heaven that God knows from all eternity in his predestined plan. So that explains the already perfection that the author speaks of, while at the same time recognizing that in reality, those who would be who are numbered among the elect, those who are experiencing the application of the merits of Christ's death on the cross in an ongoing way to be made interiorly holy. So Isaac, on that framework, with that theological framework of this perfection in relation to God's perspective of the elect and glory in heaven and the predestined plan and the present reality of an ongoing process of sanctification, there is room for purgatory. Because purgatory, in this view, would be seen as the completion of that ongoing perfection and process of sanctification. So that's how I would answer that one.
And I will say thank you to you. And we just got a few more minutes here with you. I want to say thank you to everyone who has given. It's extraordinary. It really is quite extraordinary. Emily and I were in here yesterday when all the lines lit up. And I think you and I shared the same feeling of it's just so you just have such a sense of gratitude in your heart that people will support you way people have supported us. Very, very grateful for everyone who called. All of our colleagues ready to take your calls will stay answering the phones until the phones stop ringing. So we have we've got about $20,000 left in the match. And that means you can call and make a pledge, whatever size you want to make, up to $20,000, and it's going to be matched right now. They'll stay at the phones waiting for any call till the top of the hour. But if the phones are ringing, they're going to answer the phone. So don't worry. You've got time. Pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. Every gift is being matched dollar for dollar till the end of this hour, 888-291-8000. If you go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or if you text the word Catholic to 24365, those will both work as well and go to the same places. But the thing about those is, maybe later tonight or tomorrow, you're listening to this program as a podcast. Those will still be open and ready to take your pledges all the way, well, probably for another week, we'll keep this pledge drive open. So you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text the word Catholic to 24365 and make your pledge after hours, now, today, tomorrow, and for several days to come. 888-291-8000 is the number. Can we get those phone lines filled up as we go? Dr. Carla Broussard, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. I know it's hard to be answering questions and talking with us, and we're dragging you all over the place, but thank you for what you did for us today.
Thank you. You're welcome, and thank you for your kind words. You know, for our listeners out there, you know, who are listening in for today, we had great conversations with folks. We helped folks out. We benefited them in some way in their walk with the Lord. So, my dear listeners, my friends, I ask you, have you been benefited by the work of Catholic Answers? If so, please call 888-291-8000 and give us your financial pledge. We need some big bucks right now to meet our goals.
We need the big bucks right now. We need the small bucks right now. We got a lot of pledge money, or match money. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you in
yep.
here. And I know you're going to be flying. We'll be praying for you
yeah.
in that wild atmosphere out there. All right, fill those lines up if you could. We've got all that match money. $20,000 still to go. That's good news if you haven't called yet. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. When you call, if you're in a hurry, tell them you're in a hurry. They'll get you out quick. If you want to tell your story, tell it. We'd love to hear it in the hall after the pledge drive and maybe share it in the future. 888-291-8000 or just text the word Catholic to 24365. That'll do it for us. We'll see you next time, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.